Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick Country each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning. And it's great to be able to do this, and we're able to do this through the auspices of the three-star committee, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that help out by advertising on this show. And I know we've got three major sponsors on this show, and we really thank them. That's Salina Lumber Company, the Salina Health and Rehabilitation folks, and the Macon Bank. And they're big-time sponsors, and we really appreciate, but we appreciate everyone that appreciates it, anything during the day here on WVFB, which happens to be our Clay County's own, Salina's own radio station, with our broadcast tower out Midway, spreading this message out to everybody all over the world, one way or another. But we remind everyone that this show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and also it'll be streamed on the Del Alto Horizon newspapers out here in the very near future. This morning, I got Coach Bruce Lamb here with me this morning to begin with, and then got Grant Strong coming in the last part of the show. Haven't had him on as an individual. He's been on here a few times as a member of the team, but he's going into a different world this time now. So we got some new things to talk with him about. And of course, Coach Lamb is new here. Of course, I've known him since I know at least high school days. He may have played basketball for my brother-in-law at one time over at Cookeville.
Yes, sir, I did.
And known him a long, long time, and we're glad to have him here in Salina. But he, before we go any further, he did bring one thorn in my side back over when he brought Jimmy Maynard, who we never were able to beat him in basketball when I started coaching. But we'll be talking about that a little bit later. And of course, we want to thank everyone that showed up this weekend for the Museum Day Festival. Great success with that. Had a winner of the duck race. We had someone that picked the correct place where the cow would place the patty, and just had music, just all kinds of things going on, and a great weekend. And I know the folks over at the museum would like to thank everyone that came out and participated in that. But before we go any farther, we're going to go ahead and remind everyone we'll be doing a birthday prize a little bit later on. But we're going to work in a few words from our sponsor here, and we're going to come back with Coach Lamb, kind of let him introduce himself to the folks here. And we're going to do a little preview of this year's football season, which is starting not this Friday night, but next Friday night. Probably got a scrimmage this weekend, maybe.
Got a jamboree tomorrow night.
Jamboree tomorrow night at
Gordonsville.
At Gordonsville. I mean, you're going down there on purpose?
Yeah, we're going down there, but we play the Cab County. So.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be talking about that just here in a few minutes. And with that, we'll take a little short break and be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for eSavings to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk eCheques with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said earlier, Coach Bruce Lamb is here with me this morning, and I have known Coach Lamb for a number of years, and I know he has coached in various places, and I think even maybe played under my brother-in-law, Coach Gary Strong, when he coached a couple of years over in Cookeville. He is from Cookeville, and he has coached in a number of places. But I'm going to let him introduce himself and tell me how he got here in about 30 seconds.
Well, of course, my name is Bruce Lamb. I am from Cookeville. I've been coaching. This will be my 29th year. I started out at Livingston Academy under Danny McCoy in 1993 and was there for 3 years. Left there, went back to Cookeville, where I was defense coordinator for 2 years under Ron Chambers. Decided to leave there, went to White County, and was assistant 1 year, and then the head coach at 29 years old at White County. And boy, I learned for 3 years. I learned a lot of do's and don'ts during those years. But after I left there, I went back to Livingston Academy under Matt Eldridge. And have been there ever since. In 2008, I became the head coach and was there until 2020.
And you left there under kind of strange circumstances. Tell us just real quickly about that.
Yes, sir. I had been the head coach for 13 years, and was getting to that point where I thought, I might need to step down. But my daughter got through playing basketball and had the opportunity to go play professionally overseas in Norway. And so me and my wife were going to take a leave and go with her over to Norway. And everything was all planned out. We had everything ready to go. And then 5 days before we're supposed to leave, we get a call, and we weren't allowed to go because of COVID. She got to go, but we didn't get to go. So I set the year out last year and watched her. That's all I did, was watch her and just kind of looked at things and reevaluated everything and was ready to get back in it.
Okay, and she came home with a gold medal, I believe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She came home in April. Her team won the Norwegian National Championship, got the gold medal. They beat a team that had been beaten 3 years, and they beat them in the championship, and she told me that it was the best game she ever played in her life. And, we got to watch it, and we got to watch every game. So it was great. It was a great experience for her.
It's one of the things I've talked about a number of years about coaches. I know in basketball there's about between 200 and 300 of us single A boys basketball coaches in the state of Tennessee, and every one of us except one loses the last game they coach every
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
And I always
Absolutely.
Said if I ever won that last game, I'd quit. Well, we did. I coached junior high a couple of years, and we finished third. We won the consolation game in the Middle Tennessee Association. So I said, you know, hey, that's one of the goals.
That's exactly.
I'll never do this again.
Amen. Exactly. You want to finish up on a good note, that's for sure.
And okay, now you came into Salina, applied for this job, and
yes, sir.
And made a very good choice, I think the folks did, knowing on your past record and knowing the character of the coach. And I know pretty much a no-nonsense coach, and I know you want to tell us real quickly about your staff you put together.
Well, I've been very blessed with what I got. These guys have been around for a long time, got a lot of experience. You know, Mike Dickerson, who's been here, I think this is his third year total here. He left 1 year and came back. Mike Dickerson's got 27 years of experience. He's going to be my defensive coordinator. Coach Jimmy Maynard's got 42 years experience. I mean, he's been around a long, long time, and he's going to do our offense. And, you know, watching him, you know, he's at retirement age. He can just give it up and go home. But, you know, watch him out there. He's like a 30-year-old out there running around, and the excitement he has out there. And it's great having him. And then, you know, got Mr. Carl Ledbetter. Coach Ledbetter is back from last year's team, who does a wonderful job. And he just soaks up the knowledge of, and wants to learn, and it gets better each day of teaching these kids, and they love him. Got Wilson Cates, who played for me, and Coach Matt Eldridge at Livingston Academy, and we won a state championship with him at quarterback in 2005, and you know, he went on and played at Princeton, did a great job there, and he come back, and now he is just a phenomenal coach, and the kids seem to love to him and gravitate to him. And then you got Mr. Stephen Arms, who Stephen is just great to have around, and very knowledgeable on what he sees out there and lets us know, and it's great having him around. So I got a very good staff. I've been very lucky to get those guys to come help me.
Okay, so everything's in place now, and you're coming in as the new coach with a lot of expectations. We had one of our best years ever, and I guess you know, let's talk about the schedule a little bit right off the bat, if you want to.
Yes, sir.
Who have we got coming in this year? And
well, we won't play home until I think it is September 9th. And with Cornersville will come in. Cornersville's a really, really good football team. I have been a state contender every year, and they'll come in. They're very physical. You know, I know that's going to be tough for us. Of course, we got York that'll come in. I know that. York's very physical with Durbin Wright. We open up on the road 2 weeks in a row with Jackson County and Clinton County, Kentucky. And those two, you know, anytime you go away, it's tough to play.
Yeah.
So, you know, our kids are excited and they're ready to go. I think they're just tired of hitting each other. You know, they're ready to go play a real game. So, you know, we're going to take it one game at a time and see what we can do and just try to get better each week. And by the time we get to the playoffs, hopefully we'll be playing our best football.
Okay, and I guess we can talk a little bit about, you know, like I said, last year we finished, we won, you know, a playoff game.
Yes.
But, you know, of course, we meet our old enemies every time in Gordonsville. But we don't worry about that right now.
Right.
But I do know that Cornersville coming, I know we went down there last year and gave them one of the few losses they had in a spectacular game down there. And they'll be coming in here after us and to get a little revenge.
Absolutely. They're not going to be overlooking us, that's for sure.
And scheduling, I guess, but the schedule probably was pretty much basically made out before you got here.
Yes, sir. It was already made. It's a two-year contract. And so last year was the first year, and then this year will be the last year, and we can start renewing games after the end of this season.
And, you know, of course, there's rumors going around now at the end of this two-year period that there's going to be changes again, maybe reverting back to kind of like it was before we went to four classifications.
Yes, sir.
And some things.
Yes, sir.
Because I think one of the major problems with everyone is that it is the watering down of the playoff system. And
It is. It's not like it used to be. I mean, when I played 30 years ago, there was three divisions, and I'm telling you, the best are the best played, and it is watered down a little bit. But who knows what the NCAA is going to do? You know how they make their own mind up, and you got to live with it.
Yeah, and of course I know about 60 something years ago there was one classification when I played basketball.
Right, exactly.
And the 2 years we made it to the region, we got to play White County.
Yeah.
And I think best I remember we played them from pretty close basketball games.
Exactly.
But that was the days back when we had, everybody was all together. There wasn't
yes,
such thing as classification. But classification has added a lot more interest to the game.
I guess
the students from the smaller schools to gain more notoriety and more coverage and a whole lot more people get to play for a state championship.
Absolutely, and that is a phenomenal event. It's something that kids will remember and adults will remember the rest of their lives. And that's our goal. I hope we can get there. But like I said, we're going to take it one game at a time and see how far we can go.
Well, you can go all the way now.
We hope so.
And it's entirely up to you all.
Yeah, exactly.
Coach, I know we're going to take a little short break and work in a commercial here, and we're going to come back and we're going to maybe talk about some of the players.
Yes, sir.
So we'll be right back. As you can tell, it's pretty much scripted, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday, Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Got Coach Bruce Lamb here with me, and let's just jump right in, Bruce, and let's do a little preview of the games themselves, the players you've got coming back, some of the newcomers you've got that have so far in practice have stood out and shown a desire to make a mark.
Well, you know, we're very blessed to have 9 seniors this year, and those guys have really stepped up and showed a lot of leadership and have been great in practice, very respectable, listen to everything we say, and has soaked it in and has worked really hard. And, you know, you can start with one, but really you don't have just one. You've got nine guys who've worked their tails off every day. And, you know, with Joseph Markham, who's going to be our running back, Joseph's a big kid, very strong, great balance, one of the super athlete. Just love going to give him the ball and have him carry the load for us. And Keaton Arms is a quarterback, and Keaton is a big load back there also. He's a big boy and very athletic, and the offense that we run, he fits it perfect. And I think he's going to be a big asset. And you know, you got Nate Adams, who Nate is played some quarterback last year. And, you know, you can take Keaton out, put Nate in there, and nothing changes. You know, they both have different skill sets, but they're both extremely good quarterbacks. And we're very, very blessed to have a problem. I guess you would call it a problem. It's not a problem. It's a blessing that, you know, you got three kids, including Nolan Adams, who's a freshman, that could, I wouldn't be afraid of one bit to put them all in there to play quarterback. So, you know, that's a good problem to have. And
with Keaton, you have that extra running back.
Absolutely.
I mean, he is more of a fullback body.
Yes, sir.
And good running, and he thinks a lot with his feet.
He does, and he is a, you know, like you say, he's a big, powerful kid. And, you know, when he gets up in one-on-one and gets a defensive back, that poor defensive back, he's just going to get in a little trouble. But, you know, and Keaton's got a strong arm and has really, really looked at this offense and learned it really fast. And it's just been great the entire time we've had this fall camp. And you got Jimmy Burchett on the outside, Alec Kerr, who can run like deer out there, and both are exceptional athletes. And, you know, it's very rare that you have two kids that as athletic as they are. And you got Nate, who can go out, Nate Adams, who can play some receiver, who's very athletic too. You got Weston Birdwell, who is another athlete. So we have got athletes all across the field. And you know, we just got to fix those guys up front. And, you know, you talk to the five guys, those five linemen, you know, Levi Garrett, Wyatt Browning, who's playing for his first year in a long time, Stone Lynn, Hayden McGee, Hunter Kyle. Those guys have worked their tails off, and I'm so excited about what they can do up front. And they open up just a little hole with those guys that we got. We're gonna hit that hole hard.
Okay, and I know most all those names you mentioned all got some postseason honors last year.
Yes, sir.
I mean, they all were, you know, honored with their play last year.
Yes,
and I know it's great to have them back, and I know that they were We had two good classes of athletes together, last year's seniors, this year's juniors.
Yes.
And I think maybe they, as youngsters, they wanted the state championship in their level in that.
And I mentioned one, big John Hamilton, and we've moved him to tight end, and I'm talking, that's a big old tight end. It reminds you of the Gronkowski of the NFL, that big body. And he is super athletic to be that big and very fast. And so that's another weapon that we got.
Well, no, it's kind of nice to have that big tight end that can go down there, and like you said, like some of the big guys that, you know, you can throw the ball about 2 foot higher than any of the defensive players, and
right.
They can go up and get it.
Yes, sir.
That makes it kind of hard to defend against them.
Absolutely. And they know what to do when they catch it, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty big.
Okay, now, some of your newcomers, I know you mentioned Nolan.
Yes, sir.
Some of the other youngsters that you've got coming up that may play a major role.
I've got a few. Austin Anderson, we call him Smiley. Smiley, he can play anywhere on the field. Ricardo McElroy, who's been playing nose guard for us, doing a great job. Ben Maxfield, Hayden Adams, both of them playing the fullback position, and both those guys doing good. You can take one out, put another in, you don't lose anything. You know, that's two good guys to have. You got Parker Smith, who's a new young man who's moved in here, plays offensive line. Ernesto Sanchez, that's another offensive line, big, strong offensive lineman. You know, and I can go down the line, Waylon Cherry, freshman, who's going to be a really good one. And those guys, Braden Allred, those guys right there are all going to contribute in some form or fashion. Colton Brown, who's a good young lineman who's going to be a good one as a freshman. So we've got quite a few that's going to come in there and step in and play in spots. I got one young man, Caden Strong, who's a one of the biggest, strongest kids they got, and he's never played before. And, you know, he's learning and he's soaking it in. He's going to be a good one. Just takes a little time for him to get caught up to everybody else. But it's exciting. It's exciting every day you go to practice because those kids work hard. I mean, they work really hard. And you can see in their eyes they want to win. And there's losing is not an option for them.
You know, that want to is a great big part of it.
Amen. Exactly. It sure is.
Okay, now, on offense, what can the folks kind of expect from our offense this year?
Well, what I always call it is almost like a wing tee out of the shotgun. But, I mean, we throw it a little bit more than a wing tee team does. But we're going to be in three wides, sometimes four. Most of the time we're going to have a tight end. Sometimes we'll have a fullback also. And we're going to run the ball up the middle. We're going to run it outside. And we're going to use our receivers as running backs. We're going to use Joe a lot back there at running, give him the ball. He's going to get the majority of the carries. Keaton, it's a read offense. He's going to like a read option, and he's going to read a lot of it. And you'll take off up the middle. Sometimes it might take off outside. And well, we're just going to use our kids to the best of their skill levels. And we've got so many. There's a lot of things we can variations that we can do of it.
Well, you know, and with this group and with the experience they've got, play calling not going to be easy. Is it?
Exactly. You want to get the ball to everybody. And of course, I told Coach Maynard, I kid around with him. I told him, I said, well, you got two games. You're on probation to see how it goes. But no, he does a great job. And I just love being around him. I learn from him every day. You know, he's been here 42 years doing this stuff and been a head coach at every school he's been to. And just he does a great job getting the kids the ball and letting them do something with it. And you know, to be a good football team, you got to have two things. You got to have great kids and you got to have great assistant coaches. And that's what we got right now. So hopefully we can do what we're supposed to do.
Well, you know, that class, the class of that year from Livingston, the class from Solana High School, produced probably two of the best quarterbacks that went on to become coaches in the history of Tennessee and also in the history of Georgia, and that was Coach Bill Napier and Coach Jimmy Maynard. They went head-to-head from the time they were in junior high all the way through high school, but I think they were teammates over at Tech.
Yes, sir.
And he may have been a tight end over there, and Jimmy, I think Jimmy was the quarterback.
Jimmy was the quarterback, yes, sir.
So, you know, and like I said, when you have two guys that came from this little place here that both have, accomplished what they accomplished, and it's great to have Jimmy back here with us in Clay County.
Hey, yes, sir. It's great. And he and I have been foes many times and coached against each other, and I'm just so excited he's on my side this time, and I'm on his, and it's great to have him.
Okay. Defense a little bit.
Defense, Coach Dickerson does a phenomenal job. You know, 27 years of experience, like I said earlier. And, you know, you play that 3-4 defense where you got three down linemen, and we use the little quick guys and Hunter Kyle and Ricardo McElroy. Those guys get after it. And you got Big John playing a defensive tackle, and you got Ben Maxfield and Levi Garrett, your two middle backers. And on the outside, you got two big athletic guys on the outside as outside backers, and that's Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. And so that's two athletic guys who take care of the contain and do a great job in getting pass coverage. You got Weston Burb at one corner, Nate Adams at the other, and then you got Jimmy Burchett and you got Alec Kerr at safeties. So you got athletes everywhere. The thing I have loved about watching our defense so far in our scrimmages is that we got 11 guys going to the ball. And they're, when you stop the film, when we're, you know, at the end of each play, you see 9 to 10 guys there and you see one trailing just in case somebody breaks free. So it's been great to watch and watching their hustle and learning this defense.
I know our pass interceptions. I know we've had some exciting pass interceptions the past few years, Alec, and Jimmy both involved in some of those. I think Jimmy involved one of the greatest comeback wins we've ever had here, where everybody was getting in their cars when he intercepted one, and we came back and won the ball game there at the end. But I know they're exciting to watch, and, you know, it seems like any time that any of those young, real quick guys, when they catch the ball, you know, the whole crowd just kind of, you know, ready for it to happen.
Absolutely.
Something's going to break loose. Something's going to happen.
And they can go the distance at any time. It doesn't matter if it's on offense, defense, kick returns, punt returns. When one of those guys catches the ball, you never know what's going to happen.
Well, you can just feel the excitement go through our fans when they get their hands on the ball. And, of course, the same thing with our running backs. You know, we're all sitting there waiting, anticipating, hey, that hole's going to open up and they're going to be gone.
Yes, sir. We got guys who can score from – they can go 99 at any time. It doesn't matter.
And then you got those big guys that can come up and pound you and get those 3, 4, 5 yards when you got to have them.
That's right. And you know, it's going to come to that sometimes. We just need that, you know, yard. And we're going, those guys up front will do a great job getting that yard.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
I hope to have you back here about halfway through the season. We'll do a little mid-season thing and fill everybody in. And remember, our first home game is September.
It's 9th or 10th.
Friday night
I just know we play Jackson County right next week. So
and
big thing.
Of course, that's been a rivalry for 100 years,
I guess.
Long time.
Absolutely. And Coach Loftus does a really good job up there, so it'll be tough.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and before you get up and leave, I'm going to read while you're going out, I'm going to read the birthdays.
All right.
Like I said, pleasure, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Say hello to the wife.
I will. I definitely will. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, for our birthdays for today, we have one anniversary and look like about four birthdays here on the list. We've got Tom and Coretta Denton celebrating an anniversary. Miss Fran Hay, who was better known as Frances Poindexter when she lived out on the ridge, celebrating a birthday. Sidney Watson, Deborah West, and Cody Adams, all celebrating birthdays this week. And we will be selecting a winner here before the show is over today. And we'll be right back in a few minutes. Grant Strong just walked in, so there's no telling where we'll wander off and talk about today. But we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Making Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier.
Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Grant Strong just came in a few minutes ago, following up with Coach Bruce Lamb. Great to have Coach Lamb here, and of course, I couldn't help but tell him to say hello to his wife. His wife has been extremely kind to me over the years after I retired from coaching. She always makes sure I got into all of the hospitality rooms during district tournaments and things and took care of me. And I know their daughter, I think she played basketball up at Lindsey Wilson, I believe, over in the edge of Kentucky. And I know that they were really looking forward to going to Europe and staying a year and having a European vacation, but it got knocked out. But and the way it worked out great for Clay County High School, because he brings in a whole lot of experience and a whole lot of winning, and he put together a tremendous staff, and we're looking forward to a great year in football. And but well, now let's change over and talk a little bit about basketball. I know basketball season has been over for a pretty good while, but this is one of the guests that I've kind of saved up a little bit to kind of let him get adjusted to being out of high school. And I think I told him I was going to, the first thing I was going to ask him was, and I think I still may, is there a question to all these interviews you've done in the past couple of years, that one question maybe that you wanted to answer that you never got to ask?
Can't think of one. I've been through a lot of interviews and answered a whole lot of questions. Give me some time to think about it. I might have one, but
we might come back and revisit with that. Let's start off and from the time seventh grade. I believe did you guys win the state championship thing down at Murfreesboro as seventh graders, or was just you came back and won it to eighth graders? I know that.
Came back and won it as eighth graders. Seventh grade, we got put out in semis.
And I know. Tell us about your physical body along about that time, Grant.
Seventh and eighth grade, I was I wasn't a smaller guy for our age, but I wasn't very strong. I was very slim, kind of weak. And, I had some talks with some coaches and with my dad and, everybody that really cared. And they all told me, got to get a lot stronger. You got to grow a little bit. And, was fortunate to be able to get in the weight room and, grew a lot in between my eighth grade and freshman year.
And then came back and grew a whole big bunch one summer, didn't you? I mean, we looked up the program from one year, had you listed at 6'1", maybe, and 140 pounds. And not long after that, you was up at 6'5", and didn't weigh a whole lot more.
No, still haven't been able to put much weight on, but...
Let's talk about through the years there. I'm actually from the time you won the championship down at the what's the name of that tournament down in Murfreesboro?
James C. Hale.
Yeah, the James C. Hale tournament down there, which is called the state tournament, and it brings together some of the better teams from state, Middle Tennessee, and of course the beginning of a long string of victories there. And that being over our local nemesis here in the Upper Cumberland area, and that being Pickett County. And I think that game, I think maybe you guys won that by a pretty close score, real tough ball game. And I know they had a pair of twins that played there that you guys went up against each other numerous times. I'm sure that's always been in your mind. I guess that one of the things maybe that kind of spurred you on just a little bit, knowing that you wanted to own them for an entire career.
Most definitely, that matchup in the eighth grade championship, the James C. Hale, it definitely set the stage for kind of what high school was going to be like. Them being in our district and us going to play them 2 to 4 times a year. I know my junior, I guess my sophomore, junior, and senior season. We played them either three or four times a season. And, you know, it was always tough playing against those guys. Had some great teams, great coach. But, you know, I believe I'm 14-0 against them.
I think maybe now, I believe they did beat you guys one time in junior high school.
Played them in a summer. It was a summer deal up there at Pickett County. They beat us by, I think it was 6 or 8 points. And we were we didn't have them on the regular season schedule, and we didn't know if we were going to get to play them again. So we were happy to see them in that that championship again and kind of prove ourselves.
But, you know, they, of course, like I said, it turned into a four-year battle. And as you said, I think maybe we won the most of it. We won the all the battles and the war when it was finally over with. I know, you know, I don't know, the accolade that you have and that you, not that you have earned, Grant, the one I guess maybe that means the most to you.
Well, you know, it's not a personal accolade, but that state championship my junior year, that's something that's never been done in Clay County High School history. And for us to be the first, you know, the first people, the first team to do that was something that kind of sets us apart from the other teams. And a personal accolade that I've got to be that second Mr. Basketball. Tyreek Key, a great player. You know, he had a Mr. Basketball, and for me to go win two of them, you know, I felt like that proved myself.
Okay, and, you know, the through all the years and through your career at Salina High School, I know that there's a couple of things there that you were number one in. Right off the top of your head, you tell us some of the things that, you know, like teams, your individual things, rebounds. I think you were in the top 10 of basically every category there at the high school.
I don't know how many categories I lead in, but I know that I'm at the top of a lot of, you know, rebounding, points, assists, steals, even steals. So to be, you know, to be at the top of those, I don't know how many of them I lead in, but to be at the top of those lists, you know, it means a whole lot to me.
And also you're in the top five scorers in the PLSAA state tournament, I believe.
Junior.
And I think out of those top five, I think maybe three of those guys went on and played NBA basketball, I believe. And I think we, Salina High School, competed against a couple of those guys back in those days, which kind of tells you a little bit about the
level of competition.
About the level of competition that we ran into then.
Yeah.
You know, I think we had, I know, one, we had Sylvester Gray, who went from starting at a Class A high school team, 1 year, starting at Memphis State the next year, and starting for the Miami Heat the next year. So, I mean, but the probably, you know, with all the playing that you've done with the AAU things, is there one guy that you came up against or that you saw that kind of stood out in your mind, Grant?
Trying to think. I've played a lot of great players in AAU. I'll say this. We played, I guess it was my sophomore going into junior summer, played Dikembe Mutombo's son down in Atlanta. And his name's Ryan Mutombo. And, you know, he's creating a name for his own at Georgetown. He's a unit, blocking shots, making plays all over the court. He's one that I'll always remember playing against.
Okay, now, one I can remember seeing. How about a kid that was playing with what some people would consider to be a handicap?
Oh, Hansel Emanuel. Yeah, the one arm. Played him up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at the, can't remember what that tournament was called, but that, you know, Hansel is a great player, and for him to be able to do all that he does with just one arm, I mean, he's got several D1 offers. Can't remember where he just committed to.
I know Tennessee State made him an offer.
Yeah,
I don't know where
he had the Tennessee State offer. He had a Memphis offer.
Memphis may have signed him. I'm not sure on that.
I'll check, but yeah, for him to be able to, I mean, he was remarkable. I was glad to get the chance to play against him. He had a great team around him, but yeah, he was a freak to be able to ball with just one arm. It was crazy.
And I think you and he had a couple, three or four one-on-ones, and pretty hard to stop, wasn't he?
He is. He's very hard to stop, and he's a good defender, too. you know, a lot of people just say go to your left, his right, you know. But he's very lengthy and very He's an athlete. He's an athlete. He's a pure athlete. He can jump out of the gym. Yeah, it was tough to score on him, and it was tough to stop him.
Okay, one of the things I remember about him was he was sitting over on the bench, hadn't laced his shoes up yet, and some guy comes along and they said, "Hey, you need any help?" He said, "No, sir. I have got this myself." And to watch him lean over with one hand, lace up his basketball shoes, and you know that when he laced his shoes up, he meant business, didn't he?
Well, yeah, for him to be able to do all that he does with that one arm, you know, it would take a lot of time for me to get used to doing something like that. For him to be able to do, you know, everyday life and to be, you know, the type of basketball player that he is, it's remarkable.
Okay, now, let's see, what time is it? We've got lots of time, haven't we? I know this year, the awards, we didn't get that second state championship. We gave it all we had, but just came up a little bit short. But I know, like I said before, you know, there's only one coach that wins that last ball game, and it wasn't our year this year. But I know, about the time season's over, you made a big life-changing decision, and we're going to talk about that just in a minute here. We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, Grant, I guess we might ought to, I guess before we jump into the next phase of your career, just, you know, who had the greatest influence on you, you know, during your basketball career?
My greatest influence would have to be my father. All that he did for me, put me in the gym, put me in the right situations, you know, I watched a lot of film. You know, you shared some stuff with me of him playing way back in the day, playing high school basketball. And, he's always pushed me to do all that I can. And, I'd like to think that he's, a lot of the reason that I'm where I'm at today.
Okay, and along that line, I know you sat with me one night and we watched a video of Salina High School playing Pickett County in a game. And we went through the whole game, come through it, and I think they had the play-by-play announcers, and they went through and announced the score when the game was over. And the score came on, I believe that came on and said, Tracy Strong was leading scorer tonight with 32 points, and you looked over at me and said, I didn't see him do anything.
It's kind of a nonchalant night for him, I guess. My dad played with a lot of great guys.
Yes, he did.
At any given moment, any night, one of those three, four guys could go for, 32, 34 points. So.
Of course, I used to get asked the question about the big three, Joey Coe, Jeff Arms, and Tracy Strong. And I said, I would always say, that Joey Coe was probably the best high school player I ever saw, averaged over 20 points his entire career. And, of course, Jeff Arms probably is one of the most spectacular of all players, even based on today's dunk and all that kind of thing. But then I said, when it came time to win the ball game, we knew who to throw the ball to, and that was Tracy Strong, because he wanted it and he wanted to win, kind of like his son. That he was the go-to guy that we depended on. But now, Grant, Tennessee Tech. Tell us about Tennessee Tech.
Tennessee Tech is home for me, home away from home a little bit. So, I was over there June and July doing some summer workouts, lifting every day and working out every day. We've got a great staff over there to hang out with my teammates for 2 months solid, get to know everybody, learn what everybody's about, make new friendships. It was a great experience, that summer deal. Colleges haven't got to do that those last few summers because of COVID. But for us to get to do it this year, it was huge for me as an incoming freshman to make those relationships.
Okay, and you didn't know one person over there, I guess.
Yep, Grant Slatton, the Ole Miss transfer. He's actually my roommate. We played a lot of ball against each other, but a little bit of ball together whenever we were, 8, 10 years old. And for us to reunite once again and see what we can do at the college level is, it's pretty special. So we're both excited about it.
Okay, and the summer workouts that you had, what kind of feelings have you come away from those with about it? I guess the first few days you're sitting there thinking, what have I gotten myself into?
Yes. I've had a lot of talks with, guys that have played college basketball and coaches and my dad. And, they'd all told me that there's going to be a lot of ups and downs to the summer deal and to the regular season. There's going to be lots of mixed emotions about it, and boy, that's the truth. That first week I was over there, we were going through weights, and we were going through practice, and we were going to class, and just the exhaustion that's in your body, from doing all that stuff. It's something new, that type, physical, hardship. It's something new that you don't experience in high school. But that first week, I thought, what have I got myself into? Am I made for this? And then, as the summer went along, I got stronger. I got smarter. I was figuring out, the new play. The college game is very different from any other game. So as I was learning and as I was figuring it out, it's got a lot more enjoyable for me. I'll say that.
Well, let me ask you, have you got the play where you get to run the fly and get down the floor real quick and beat everybody down there? And
there's two of me on that team, and there's a lot of guys. Once you get in college, you're playing against the best guys from all around.
Right.
There's not a whole lot of D1 scholarships that are given out each year, so. So the guys that are playing D1 basketball are going to be true, and they're going to be gifted guys. So, but it's been a great experience to play against, and it's only going to get, more tough, more challenging as we go down the road. So it's been great.
Okay, what about the physical strength of the guy that's guarding you at that level? Did that kind of surprise you, just what you ran into there?
For sure. There's a lot of on our team. Of course, we've only been doing inter-squad stuff. So on our team, we've got two guards that are JUCO transfers. and man, they're great players. They're really built. Kind of got that low center of gravity, and one of them was guarding me one of the first days of practice, and you know, I think I drove it towards the middle of the lane, and just the chest, you know, they've been in college for 3-4 years, and they've had that time. So, you know, their chest was very strong, low center of gravity, strong legs. You know, they bumped me wherever they wanted to take me. And, you know, it took a little bit to get used to, but, you know, I figured out how to get to the basket and how to find my ways to score and how to find the open guy now. So.
And, you know, then that physical pressure against your body, that may be the most tiring thing about that level of the game. That, you know, there's always somebody there that's like a rock standing in front of you. And rocks don't move real good, do they?
No, you know, it's kind of funny. You get by, you manage to get by your guy, which is a tough task. You got to go in the lane and meet a, you know, anywhere from 6'10", 7-footer. So it's just, it's tough, but it's very fun, you know, to have the burden off my shoulders, you know, to once I get in the lane, I don't have to shoot it, you know, anymore. I can pass it. I can throw a lob, which is one of my most fun thing, you know, favorite things to do is throw a lob to one of the big guys or find the open shooter. So it's going well.
I know, you know, watching you play in high school for all those years, one of the things that always impressed me was, you know, there are lots of good players in high school that can go out there and can average 30 points a game for a career. But when you look out there and you see someone that can go out there and average that but make the 8-point player into an 18-point a game player, the guy that makes the people around him better, even though he knows, you know, the load he's carrying, but he never forgets that part of his job is to make sure that guy, he gets 10 more points than he'd got if I hadn't been out there. And that's the difference in football, isn't it?
It is. And that was something that I always tried to do. And it's not like those guys didn't. Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, Jimmy Burchett, Keaton Arms, you know, Gunner, those guys, they're most definitely good enough to get, you know, get their points on their own. But, you know, it was always fun for me to make it a little bit easier on them because those guys made it a lot easier on me, you know, throughout my 4 years. You know, they would find me at times, and they knew when I wanted the ball and when the best time to get me the ball was. And, you know, I would try to return that favor and get them an open shot.
And I know that numerous times, I can remember one, especially, I guess, in the state tournament, where after you had stolen the ball and got it to Gunner and he came down, hit a big shot, and the next time down, they kind of looked at him and he looked up and Grant Strong was cutting toward the basket and he hit him. So, you know, I mean, it's, you know, tit for tat.
It is. Got to return the favor.
But, Grant, we're all looking forward this year, and I know you have an opening game up at Knoxville. And, of course, folks are going to try to play that one up. These two local boys from Clay County are going to go head-to-head. And hopefully you guys will get to play against each other a little bit. And I know all the folks here are looking forward to coming over to Tennessee Tech this year and watching you play. But, Grant, guess what? We have run out of time.
Well,
time flies when you're having fun.
Yep, yep. Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
It's great having you here, and we're looking forward to having follow-ups to this, especially after the season gets started, and you get kind of get your feet just a little bit more wet. Now, you're wet up about maybe the top of your toes now,
yeah,
but it's moving on up. And I guess we need to, our winner of today's birthday prize is Deborah West. Celebrated birthday this past week, and you have won the prize, and you can come over to the chamber office and pick that up. And with that, I guess it's time to say we've got everything put up here, got the doors pretty well shut down, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, same time, same channel. May the good Lord bless and keep you until then. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.